The Gospel according to John. Here on the sixth Sunday in Easter, we start our focus on the Holy Spirit in preparation for Pentecost. Of course, Pentecost is when the apostles and Mary waited, in seclusion, for the promise of Jesus to send the Advocate, the Comforter, the Friend, the Holy Spirit. We too are called to be holy in waiting for the Holy Spirit to strengthen us. In the first reading from Acts, we see Philip proclaiming Jesus to the Samaritans, who are hearing about his wonderful miracles, parables, teachings, but also his suffering, dying, resurrection, and ascension into heaven. Their spontaneous response is one of joy. We are called also to respond with joy, as we see and proclaim in the responsorial psalm, "Let all the earth cry out with joy." The works of God are something that brings great joy. But that's only the beginning of their experience, their encounter with the risen Jesus through the proclamation of the gospel, which is the good news of Jesus Christ, as proclaimed and testified by Philip. Philip, filled with the Holy Spirit, was united with Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Father. The Trinity, fully alive, was in him and through him, causing great miracles and healings. Yet this experience of Jesus, this encounter with the divine that they had, was incomplete. In order for the Samaritans to fully encounter the Trinity, the fullness of God in the three persons, they needed an increase of their capacity for taking in the divine being offered to them. Therefore, it was necessary to have Peter and John come from Jerusalem to Samaria to complete the grace started with Philip's proclamation and miracles. After all, Jesus did promise to send the Spirit to teach them all they needed to attain heaven. So through the laying on of hands by the apostles, they received the power, strength, and comfort to follow Jesus to the promised land, that promised land of heaven. We know that God is good in the very essence of love itself. We may think that he asks too much of us, but we need to remember that it is his grace, his gift of the Spirit, that enables us to follow intimately with Jesus, to do what we think we cannot do. We see in the first letter of Peter that we are to sanctify our hearts to Christ. We are not called to just follow some Pied Piper. We are called and equipped to follow Jesus, the very Son of God, the only Son, who with the power of the Holy Spirit was able to receive us back to the Father as a new person, in calling us to be new persons, transformed into a new creation that is totally a part of God and God with us. Another word for Emmanuel. This intimacy is as deep as you can go and is satisfaction beyond what the world, our current bodies, or the enemy could ever offer us. But there is an if in Jesus' invitation from the gospel today. Jesus starts his invitation with the statement, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. Jesus invites us to come closer to him. He never will abandon us. He promised us that. To love him and to show that love by following him is the way to building trust in him, and to believe that he truly is the way to the Father, to heaven again, to get to heaven. He is our access. He made the way through his suffering, death, and resurrection. We are now called to be transformed by our baptism in the Holy Spirit and receiving all the power necessary to become children of God in good standing by obedience to the way of our first love, Jesus Christ. Through obedience, we find to understand and follow Jesus because we trust in his way. Through love, we find that that obedience is not a burden, not a chore, but a way of being far beyond all our imagination to a joy that will never end. God bless.